Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, Gaudete. I said it means rejoice. It actually is an imperative. I'll translate that in Southern for you. It's an imperative that means y'all rejoice. It's the old Latin name for this Sunday. Y'all rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all. The Lord is near. Rejoice. Jesus is the coming one. He's coming soon in the clouds of heaven. He's coming today to you in the word that you're hearing. And just 13 days from today, we'll celebrate him in the manger on Christmas. Rejoice. God will forgive the sins of his people. He will cover them like a fresh layer of snow. And you will hear his voice, and he will speak to you words of comfort. And not just one comfort would be enough to rejoice in, but two, well, that may just cause us to burst into song. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended with God. Her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sin. Double comfort, double forgiveness, double eternal life from God the Father to you in the suffering and death of his Son on the cross. For the Lord today is tickled pink, literally, to come and save you. He's rosed up the candle and the vestments too. He's full of joy. Do you have that joy? Are you full of his joy? Does it fill your world? Does it light up everything you do, say, and everywhere you go? When you leave people, are they left smiling? Are you going around spreading your Advent joy from the rooftops, and as if you are about to burst with a very merry, happy Advent? Or are you not? Not rejoicing, not happy. You may not be bah humbugging, but you aren't bouncing off the rafters with joy either. And the Lord knows it's hard to be rejoicing in bad times. Take our dear friend John the Baptist. Of those born of women, there was no greater than the Baptist. He's the Lord's messenger. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. And Jesus says, if you can bear it, he's Elijah. Yet there he was, rotting in prison, in jail, soon to be executed at the whim of King Herod's daughter. Not the Christmas that he was dreaming of, not at all, not one bit. And in the midst of that, John sends two disciples to Jesus with the question, are you the coming one, or should we look for another? Was that doubt in the prophet? Was it despair? How could it not be? From prison, from death, are you the one, Jesus, to save us, or do we need to look for someone else? If the prophet, who was so full of the Holy Spirit that he hopped with joy in the womb at the hearing of the mother of his Lord's voice, if that guy despairs, what hope do you and I have of ever rejoicing in the Lord always? You see, it's all about despair. Despair is the rejoicing killer. It rains on our faith with the cold, nasty flood of unbelief cloaked in the idea that what we see is the only reality there is. Can the Lord fix my job? Will he repair my family? Will I find a wife? Am I going to be alone again this Christmas? Does he even know how much I'm hurting? Or am I all by myself to get by in this world? All of these questions are centered on our own doubts about whether the Lord is Lord enough to save us from what we feel we need saving from. All of them ask the same question. Are you the one, Jesus? Or do we need to look for another? And it's at this moment, when the despair is sort of about to consume us, where we are given to rejoice in John the Baptist. For he's the greatest of the Lord's prophets because he always, always, always points us, even from despair and prison, he always points us to the coming one, to Jesus. John sent those two disciples to the Lord. He sends us there this morning too. Jesus responds, as you go, tell John what you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. If left to ourselves, there would be only darkness and constant unbelief in our world. The world that we live in is a dark place, and our lives are harder and harder each day. But the Lord himself has raised us from the dead by his death and resurrection. To us, to the poor in spirit, he has come with his gospel. The gospel prophesied by John the Baptist and fulfilled in the coming one, the Christ. The gospel, the proclamation from Jesus to you that your loneliness is forgiven. Your despair is pardoned. Your unbelief, well, he's paid for that with the life, his holy life, and his bitter sufferings and death. Yes, the Lord himself has paid for your unbelief, and he has paid double for it. And he has more pardon than you could possibly have offenses. Double more for all your sins, says Isaiah. Now, dear friends, I'm not asking you to put a smile on your face while you're dying inside. The Lord doesn't want you to put on a fake smile as the Scrooges of this world boil you in your own pudding and then bury you with a stake of holly in your heart, as Scrooge said. No, rejoice today in the true reality of the world. Wash your despair away in the good news that the Lord has taken your sins away. You can't have them back anymore. Nor is there any reason ever again to look through your sins and failures like you would through an album that you're trying to remember old times. For your Lord Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father. He's going to make it all better. All of it. It is as sure as your baptism, as certain as the word spoken to you today. You can taste it in his supper today. Comfort in his body given for you to eat. Comfort in his blood shed for you for the remission of your sins. Come and taste today the mystery of God and be comforted. And any time now in the clouds of heaven, there will be the coming one. And when he comes, there will be nothing ever to be despairing of again. He will tend to his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are young. No more fear. No more loneliness. No doubts. That is all of the past. Jesus is the coming one. He will be here soon. The rose candle is lit. God, it's a Sunday, is here. Y'all rejoice Sunday. Violet doesn't hold our way today. Today's repentance gives way to rosy joy. Joy of eager expectation and hope of the coming of the Savior. Rejoice, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice, your debt is paid. Rejoice, you have received from the Lord's hand double for all your sins. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. In the name of Jesus.